they're climbing out of the trees, they're starting to live in caves, and the next thing you know, they're experimenting with psychedelics, like through the magic mushrooms and other plants that create these psychedelic waves, which create creativity. And next thing you know, our ancestors are, you know, drawn on the walls, on the cave walls, and we have evidence of that. We have pictographs. All these are evidence of creativity, and as we developed, you know, we didn't just get here and in a spaceship and, you know, start running the whole planet.
Right, with our heated floors and we had, electricity.
We had steps to go through to get to where we are. And, you know, fast forward 400,000 years and we're driving down the road.
Right.
And, you know, it's just amazing that when you think about it, you know, I got here on Apollyon, my motorcycle, and when I used to talk to my great-grandmother and ask, you know, how she traveled around, and the next town over, I asked her, you know, did you go there? Did you go from Merritt to Kamloops? And she said yes. And I asked her how long it took, and she tells me like 3 days.
I have a similar story in my family back on the prairies, right?
And that's, so it's one, like, wow. That's one way.
Yeah, got to learn, cultivate patience,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, as we're going through our history of humanity, mm-hmm. you know, we're following traditions as we're going along.
Right.
And it's helping us to survive some of the events that we're going through, you know, even through our global warming and changes of our environment. You know, we've been set up to survive through our history and traditions that we've been passed down. And we have to get in tune with those again.
Yeah.
And revive them and uphold them just to continue on for the next generations, and leave legacy and a very special earth, and just for the future.
Right, yes.
So, yeah, I really like your perspective, and it was pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, so... yeah, I guess we're going to have to carry on with our program.
We have some awesome music.
Yeah, and we're going to get on with some more music. And coming up next, we're going to be also speaking with my brother Shkwaisht, but we'll be right back.
Fantastic.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m., CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
All right, we're back, and we're going to play the pick of the week of Shkwait Shakhlach. And this one is done by Robin Adele Anderson, and her cover song of Metallica, Enter Sandman. So let's have a listen to this, and we'll be right back. Enjoy, everyone.
Thoughts tonight, and the yarn of snow white.
pretty, that brought me back way back in the times.
Hey everyone, thanks.
And that was Robin Adele Anderson and her version of Enter Sandman by Metallica. And that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach, my brother. For those out there that are just joining us for the first time, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and the big flood of a few years ago. So a very extreme survivalist and a big inspiration for me and many other people that I get to share his story with. And just an honor, a blessing, and a privilege to have him join us on air and share some of his insights and his what made him survive all that. So welcome, Shkwait. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing as well as can be. Still still breathing. Still enjoying life.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wonderful. Yeah, that was a pretty awesome song you picked. It reminded me of the old times, like back in the day when they still did prayers in schools and stuff, and that was the first prayer they did in kindergarten when I was a little kid. So that brought me way, way back, long time ago. So yeah, pretty interesting. So we have our subject today, and it's on tradition, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Tradition, yeah, I think of it every now and then, and I figure tradition, you know, is kind of like religiosity, you know, taking religion out of proportion, breaking from the normal religion mindset. So I figure, you know, that can happen with tradition too, you know. I figure for the most part we have our traditions are pretty good, but you know, as of late they've been kind of getting skewered and leading us away from honoring human rights and all that. You know, I kind of figure that's what this multiculturalism is just a form to break tradition and cultural values. You know, so you know, that's why I'm not so on board with that multiculturalism, because you know, you breaking traditions, you breaking cultural values, religious values. So you know, some traditions are bad to begin with, you know, like our ancestors used to do human sacrifices. You know, way back, that was a good tradition to break.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
Not a good tradition, but a bad tradition to be broken. You know, so we have to be careful where our values lie, and make sure that it's not being used against what the Creator has instilled in us. You know, they like to say we're basically good. You know, I kind of have my doubts. So you know, so we have to make sure we converse with each other. You know, traditions could do bring family and different people groups together. You know, like the English, the Turks, the Hindus, us Indians, you know, we've got the Apaches, the Iroquois, us the Iglagam, we're, you know. So, you know, tradition's good, you know, we gotta keep it, because we're passing down knowledge, tradition, that's, you know, that's what I figure tradition is.
Mm-hmm.
It's mainly there to pass down good knowledge.
Mm.
You know, and, you know, we got to converse together and find out, yeah, this human sacrifice isn't a good tradition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that. Yeah. You know, I figure that's... So, you know, tradition, I don't mind it. Mm. As long as we all confer that it's for the betterment of the community, the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty powerful words and wisdom. We always look forward to hearing from you. I especially tune in to listen to what you have to say, just to know, like, what helped you tick, what helps you tick, and what helped you survive all those traumatic events that you've struggled through. And, you know, it's just an awesome thing to be able to, like, share some of your story with other people. And, you know, the reactions that I get from a lot of people, and they're always telling me, like, man, he's so strong. So strong mentally and physically and emotionally and spiritually. It's just like, you know, it just makes me so proud. Makes me so happy. And it's just always a blessing and an honor to get you on our program, and the songs that you share. And the wisdom, it's just, like, so powerful. So we really thank you and appreciate you.
Yeah, I'm happy to be hopefully passing on good tradition, good values.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, that's, you know, right now, because I'm all laid up and everything, that's what I look forward to. Hopefully passing on good knowledge. Yeah, so I thank you guys there at the station, and the listeners here and abroad, for all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love.
Mm.
I send it all back to you, all a thousandfold.
A thousandfold.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that.
Mm.
And yeah, we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week. Just have a really great week and weekend, and we'll be talking to you later, and lots of love to you, and bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye for now.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwaj Shakhlach from Kwaishkana, BC. And yeah, just always...
I really like the part about, like, passing on, being thinking about it and passing on traditions that bring good to the world, you know?
Yes, for
that
sure.
Intentionality.
Yeah. So we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to listen in to some more music, and we're going to listen to some space banjo and their song called Cosmic Wanderer. And enjoy, everybody, and we'll be right back. So enjoy. Just a minute here. I gotta retrace. I haven't been. Okay, here it goes. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy. Thank you. Banjo and Cosmic Wander and Third Time's a Charm.
Tried to get it on two other times and ran out of time.
Yeah, I tried and tried, but this time it worked. And
tenacity.
Yeah, it was pretty, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Very calm and just reminds me of space. Just like it says, Space Banjo. Yeah, so we weren't able to get our Lady Faima on, our electric Lady Faima. Mm-hmm. But we were just talking about tradition and just how powerful and useful it is for humanity.
Mm.
And, you know, that's what we're all about here up at Free Voices and the station. It's very in tune with humanity and trying to improve it. And I'm just pretty happy with the way that we're able to carry on this tradition. And,
the oral tradition, yeah.
Share oral tradition with everyone and getting ourselves involved with causing positivity and human growth. And it's just pretty awesome. And I was enjoying something that you sent me earlier about the trees.
Yeah, the songs. That's pretty amazing that they can hook that sensors can be hooked up to trees and that you can hear that the music that comes from the trees.
Mm, yeah,
yeah,
very special.
Pretty interesting. If anybody's interested, it's a CBC. Just put it in a search and. You know, music and trees, and
yeah, we'll have to bring some of it on.
Yeah, it's really quite interesting.
Yeah. So we just want to also acknowledge, you know, the station up here at CGSF.
Oh yeah,
and Magnus and Robin and Carnivar and Jujul and Chris and all the volunteers here. Mm. That come and help us keep our programs going. Yeah. And very soon we'll be having our fun drive again.
Yeah.
That's coming up very soon next month. And looking forward to that and getting the community involved in helping us continue to share our
positivity. Yeah, they definitely create a tradition of community radio, which is unique, because it's not funded by commercial ventures.
Yeah. It's so, totally independent radio.
Yeah.
And just very special. And we just show all our gratitude to the people that help us continue to keep us going.
A lot of volunteers behind the scene and staff.
Yeah. And we also thank our listeners out there all over the world that tune in and want to be involved with positivity and human growth and empowerment for human rights and justice. We also give some shout outs to all our co-hosts that came in, the ones that we interviewed, Dr. Akvan, Mr. Sapa, the world-renowned architect. He built the Lotus Temple in New Delhi, India. Anna Marcus.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And then also the professor, what's her name? From here, from SFU.
Oh, yes.
Yes, fantastic.
Yeah.
Articulate and interesting and wise thoughts.
Language
and ideas.
Expert. Yes.
Yes.
I'm
sure I know we're doing our best on a Thursday afternoon.
Yeah. So, big shout out to, you know, all our listeners from all over the world that tune in and just give us their ears, their hearts, their minds, their spirits, just to help us to make this world a better, special place. And just a great honor to join everyone and for them to join with us.
Yes.
So a big shout out to Jacob.
Jacob,
he's got his art show coming up next.
Yes, his show's coming up.
Yeah, and so we're winding down our show, and We're going to be playing a song from the Midnight Ghost Train.
I thought you were going to say Midnight Cowboy. It's like, okay, Midnight Ghost Train.
Yeah, the Midnight Ghost Train.
Is that getting ready for Halloween?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you like that tradition?
Well, their song is... it's called Henry.
Oh.
And I'm dedicating this song to my buddy Henry Saul. And he's up in Niskanen. And yeah, this song always reminds me of him. So
right.
It's a little doomy. It's the Midnight Ghost Train, Henry. So enjoy, everyone. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices up here at CTSF.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Enjoy. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Oh, and thank you.
And thank you.
Bye for now, everybody.